This Sunday, October 20, marks the fourth year for the annual North Bay Battalion Indigenous Youth Day. The event highlights the achievements of Indigenous hockey greats and provides a fun day out for kids. "We want to get everyone together in a good way," explained one of the organizers, George Cucci, "and that's why we do this." Cucci operates Red Tail Hawk Training and Consulting and is a driving force behind Indigenous Youth Day. He explained how since the beginning, he and others have reached out to local businesses, usually those owned by Indigenous folks, to buy game tickets for the local youth. This year, 1,200 tickets were donated for Sunday's battalion game against the Sudbury Wolves. Interested youth sign up for a ticket, and Cucci has those delivered to the schools, who then dole them out. Tickets are also given to the Indigenous Friendship Center to hand out as well. "It makes for a great day for the kids, and it's free for them to catch a game. It's also a way to build community, as youth from Bear Island, Dokas First Nation, Kabalwik First Nation, Nipissing First Nation, and Wolf Lake First Nation, are all welcome. Plus, the event is a way to highlight some First Nation greats of the game, which also inspires the youth to greater heights. Players like Dan Frawley, who started on the Sudbury Wolves and made his way to the NHL as a Blackhawk. Frawley will attend this Sunday's game, as will David Avery and Mike Penas. The NBCing Redhawks drum group from NBCing Secondary School, led by drum teacher Tori Fisher, will be there as well, and Chantal LaRoque, a sergeant with the Nipissing Detachment of the Anishinaabeg Police Service. "Remember when she sang the anthem at the Jays game last fall? We'll sing the anthem for the hometown crowd. See, local police officer invited to sing anthem at Jays game. Let's come together once again this Sunday," the battalion urged in a release, "to honor the strength, resilience, and pride in Indigenous communities. It's going to be another unforgettable day." David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Beta Day, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.